Paul Jones is a part of the team with Barbara Joseph. They've got darts away in the Bede Murray Provincial Qualifier at Goulburn today. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to your listeners.
Mate, as we've been saying, we're racing. That's the main thing, and certainly on a lot better track than what we would have had at Kembla.
Yeah, I'm quite elated with the decision. Soft 7 definitely suits my fella a lot better than probably the heavy 12 we're going to run into at Kembla Grange. So I'm very happy that we're racing, and kudos to Racing New South Wales for being so proactive.
They were yesterday when, you know, who knows what would have unfolded, that we wouldn't have been racing today at all.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm glad we're running around, and like I said, Goulburn's a good fair track.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Not fast for the Kembla trained horses to make the right trip up there, so I think it's a win-win for everyone.
All right, well, tell us about Darts Away here. He's a horse that looks to handle sort of what we're going to get today, 6 or 7.
Yeah, if it's a true soft track where the horse can get their toe in and not too shifty, it doesn't seem to like the shifty tracks. But when they're, you know, a proper slow, which I think these tracks are these days, and as far as they're not raining on the day and those sort of that tracks that you get done, he will run a lot better race. And I was just going through his soft form, and I think his best performance was on a soft 7, and that's probably what we got today.
Yeah, going back, he's handled all sorts of tracks. He's been a nice horse. Memory goes, did Alan Bailey have this horse?
No, we've had him.
You've had him all the way.
Yeah, he must have had him from the sales and the breeders and the owners have all been in there since day dot. So yeah. We've had him the whole time.
I've got it mixed up with another darts or something that Alan Bailey had. So how did he come out of Wyong going into this?
Much improved. Yep. Much improved. He's getting back to a track that's probably more suitable to his racing style.
Yep.
He come, you know, very badly unbalanced on the corner and you know, lost 2 or 3 lengths just when everyone was making their sprinting into the race. He sort of become very unbalanced and lost a couple of lengths. And I was quite happy with his run to the line after that point. Adam sort of said, you know, credit to the horse. He said he you know, lost all his momentum, and then he picked himself back up and got going, get on the line to only go down by a couple of lengths.
Well, Adam stays on today. That gives us a key. And from barrier 1, you know, the jocks by this stage, by 4:25, they'll be working out where they need to go.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, down at Kembla Grange, I probably would have been scratching my head wondering what he's going to do from gate 1. Now we're up here, you know, hopefully Adam can find the best course to get him home. But
yeah,
very happy with the horse. I probably watched him walk around the wire, and I looked at him in the yard and I thought, shivers, mate, you've got a bit of improvement in you. So he does go probably best second up, so that's what we're here today.
Well, good luck, mate. I hope Darts Away runs really well for you and makes it through. As we know, the first three make it through to April 8 there at Randwick in the Rich Final. I hope Canberra can be a part of that with, I think this is the first year that Racing New South Wales have put ACT horses into the provincial championships, and let's hope it all works really well for you today.
No worries, mate. Thank you very much. Yeah, it'd be nice to get a Canberra representative in against the provincial boys.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thanks.